Oh, and I want to tell you, like, so I, for the past like couple weeks, I've been going to the gym and everything. And like, I've just been going hard. And I've gone to the gym before, you know, but with like a couple of my friends, and it's just, we didn't really push ourselves, if that makes sense. So like, I would go on the treadmill and do like 200 calories. I'll do a mile, whatever. Do 150 to 200 calories, just like walking in a straight line for on three speed for 20, 30 minutes, whatever. And I'm like, and then I'll go to like lift weights or whatever, you know. And we'll leave 45 minutes in, and it's like, I look at my watch, my Apple Watch, I'm like, oh, I only did 300 calories,
No, really.
or like 200 calories. And I'm like, why though? Like, and like, I just never saw progress. Like, I never saw myself like losing weight, bulking up, nothing like that. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, why am I not like, and I was really like, I wanted to get in like a calorie deficit and everything. So that's why I ordered this coffee. 5 calories. It's like, it's ass, but it's like, it'll wake me up. It'll get me like going. You know, it's not bad for the amount of calories, you know. No sugar, just like the fake. And so I've been going for the past couple weeks just by myself, because I was like, you know what? You're never gonna do it until you like do it, if that makes sense. Like, you always say that you want to do it, but that doesn't count until you actually start doing it. And that was like another one of like the motivational things that like kind of gets me going, where it's like, be progressive and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, you know what? One day I just got up and I was like, I'm going to the gym. I've just, for like 18 days straight, I've gone. But that one day that I took a break was from the ferry thing, but I did burn a lot. Anywho, I've been going a lot harder. So I saw like a couple things where like, they're like, do the incline and like, you know, just do it for 30 minutes or whatever. So what I do is like the incline on like 12 or like 15 and then three speed. And then like, what I realize is like, when you get your heart rate up, that's when you start like burning the calories and like, you start just going in, you start sweating everything. And so once I started doing that, I've just like, it's been fun to go to the gym. And like, another thing is, it's just, like I said earlier, it just, zero thoughts go through your head.
Yeah.
Literally no intelligent thoughts are in this brain when I'm working out. And like, I kind of like that, because it separates you from like reality, quote unquote, you know, kind of thing. And like, I really, really enjoy that. So we'll see how long I keep going. I think I'm down like 3 pounds or whatever. But obviously, like, I really want to do this for myself. And I really want to like just get into it. I'm not going to be like a gym bro or anything. Or like,
Gym bro.
I'm just like looking at myself, like curling some iron, you know?
Make a TikTok like transition video.
No, I'm definitely not going to do that. But I definitely want to like look good for myself. And for
Well,
other people, honestly, for other people too. I'm not afraid to say that. No, like, legit, like, everyone's like, oh, don't go to the gym. Like, go to the gym for yourself, you know, for your own like physical, mental health or whatever. And it's like, oh, I'm definitely going for my mental and physical health, 110%. But there's like a little bit where I'm going for like other people, and not just to like look good for other people, like girls or anything, but like also for like friends. You know what I'm saying? So like, my friends see me and they're like, man, he can do it, I can do it. So maybe it'd be more motivating for them to go. You know what I'm saying? After seeing like me go and seeing like results that I've done and everything, maybe they're like, okay, Jay's was pretty big, you know, like, you know, he slimmed down or whatever. Like, he looks good now. Like, maybe I'll go. And you know, it can motivate certain people. So I'm kind of going for other people as well. I'm trying to pull some baddies too. I ain't gonna like let that out or anything. Like, you feel me? Like.
I think it's good you're going to the gym. Whatever reason it might be, I'm glad you're going to the gym.
But I will say, doing this like calorie deficit and everything, because like right now, 450, I'm at 850 calories burnt for the day. I woke up at 12.
Wow.
So like, the thing with that
Are
is
you
like,
hibernating to save energy for the
it
gym?
feels like it. Well, like, here's the thing too. It's like, I'll eat less calories, but I'm still like kind of in that mindset where it's like, oh, I have to have a nibble of this, or I can't eat
A
this.
nibble.
Like, I'm so like conscious of like my calories, and I'm like, if I eat now, I can't eat later. Like, what, like, all this kind of stuff. It's very, very challenging to like see that and like kind of act on it and everything like that. So like, I've been I went to Sam's and I got like these three packets of like lean, like 93% lean meat, ground beef. And I'll just cook it, put some onions in there, spices, and a couple eggs. And, you know, that's around like, there's four servings, or like my whole Tupperware container, it's like 680 calories. And then I'll like eat a quarter of the serving, so it's like 170, maybe 200. And it's pretty filling since it's like meat, I guess, like protein. So I'll typically do that like afterwards for like lunch, but like it's for like dinner, it's hard. What?
Nothing.
Why are you smiling like that? Why are you looking?
Because I've never heard someone so passionately tell me about their lovely meal of scrambled eggs and ground beef.
Well, like it sounds nasty, but it's actually kind of good if you put some like hot sauce on it or whatever. You like warm it up with some hot sauce.
You need like a base.
No, you don't.
You're not a dog.
Nah, like that's the thing though.
You're it's the just, cryptid we're talking about.
It's like Jace Man.
Jace Man.
No, but like that's the one thing where it's like I'm just trying so hard, and it's honestly the hardest part is that diet to get that calorie deficit and everything, because you don't realize how many calories certain things are, and like I know a lot of like things aren't like, oh, it's only calories, it's all about like protein and trans fats and, you know, like sugar and like all that kind of stuff, but honestly calories are pretty big. And for the like the calorie deficit, I'm like burning like maybe 1,000-1,500 calories a day, and like when you work out it makes you want to eat more because you're expending more energy, you know. So like trying not to eat a lot while burning off a lot, not a good dynamic. Very hard to do mentally. It's very hard to do.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm in the gym, and people are looking at me because I literally look like I just jumped in a pool because that's how sweaty I am. Like, my shirt is, like, drenched. Like, beads of sweat are just falling, hitting the treadmill. I'm like, man, this story is going to be good. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that you feel good, like, the more you sweat? Mm-hmm. Like, you feel like you're accomplishing more?
Oh, yeah. You don't?
I don't think, like, I feel like people think it's, like, a joke when I'm like, oh, I don't like the gym. I'm not coordinated. That is true. Mm-hmm. I do understand that I should probably go to the gym. People are like, oh, it'll help release endorphins, whatever. I just genuinely do not find enjoyment in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
I get bored. I don't even like, people tell me, like, oh, why don't you go on a run or go out for a walk? I get annoyed because I'm like, where am I running to? I don't know if it's the attention span, but mm-hmm. like, I just eventually get bored. Even through the workouts, it's not necessarily that I'm tired. I just get bored of like doing reps, sitting, staring at the walls.
I 100%, because that's how I was like when I first started going. I'd be on the treadmill. And that's another thing too. Like, I didn't necessarily make it fun for myself, like increasing like the challenge and difficulty of it, but I kind of added a little bit more challenge where I kind of had to just like buckle down and just go. Because before, when you're like walking a mile at 3 speed, no incline, you're like, all right, you know. For a time, I was talking, like I had like Tyler and Ricardo, and I was like, you know, I would talk to them while I would do the treadmill. So
I talk too much shit to be yelling across treadmills.
You do. But like, it's, you know, that past time obviously like really fast, and then it sucks because when you do like weights, you're just going through the motions and everything, so you're not, every like set or like every weight you do, I guess you should be going in where you can barely do it, if that makes sense, and or like where you're kind of struggling at the end. But for me, I was just putting on 50 pounds or whatever, do it, and then like, okay, go to the next thing, going through the motions. But now it's like, now it, like I said, it's not fun going on the treadmill because I know my calves are gonna hurt, my thighs are gonna hurt.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be tired, and like I'm just like, I'm looking forward to it, but like I know, like it's like one of those like love hate relationships where like you're gonna feel so good afterwards and you're gonna feel good during it, but you just don't want to do it because you know what you have to do. You have to sit on this treadmill for 40 minutes at this 13 incline, 3 speed, and just put in your AirPods, no thoughts, and just walk. And it sucks. But it's like I said, it feels so good afterwards.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
You know what also might help, though? I'm very competitive in nature. So it's like, I'll have like other people that have like Apple Watches or whatever. I'll compete with them for like a week straight on like who can burn more calories and
do they know that you're competing?
They do, because okay. you have to like send the invitation to compete with them.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like you'll send it and it does like exercise minutes, calories, and like standing minutes, I guess. And you can get 1 point for every percent that you get, and that like gets me going, because personally I hate losing. I know I did it with my friend Laz like a long time ago, and he beat my ass every single time, because he was working out like insanely hard every single day, 7 days a week. I was going every other day, maybe, just like going to the gym, coming home, doing that little workout where like I'd go through the motions, sit on the treadmill for 15 minutes, warm up, go home, lay in bed for the whole day, maybe get like 300 calories max for the whole day. And he would get like 1,000 for the whole day, 1,500 for the whole day. I'm like, bro, what? And I hated competing with him because I would just lose. But now it's like I'll compete with people and I'll win. So, you know, it's like obviously you want a challenge to kind of keep you going. But, like, it does feel good when you win, though, after every week. You always have to keep going, because, like, you don't know that until, like, that day where, like, they might go to the gym and hit it really hard that day, and they might beat you at last second. So you have to keep consistently going, make sure they don't. I like it.
I'm sure you do.
I mean, maybe that would help you, because you said you get bored. Maybe the competition, though. So get someone, like, around your skill level.
So that...
And then...
Snorlax?
Well, I'm not talking about, like some bodybuilder.
Here's the thing. Unfortunately, I also am not competitive at all.
Mm.
Like, someone could be like, hi, I beat you. And I'm like, probably.
Cool.
Yeah, like,
all right, cool.
I think it's just, I literally get bored. I will say, I do like working out if it's like the dance classes.
Oh, so you like an activity.
Yes. So, like, if someone asks me, like, weirdly enough, I used to love playing racquetball, like, earlier in college.
No, and you fit.
Is that the same?
No.
Okay.
But they have pickleball now.
Because, like, I used to like racquetball because I would, like, play with my friend. Mm-hmm. Or, like, I like the dance classes.
Mm-hmm.
I think tennis would be too much. Because tennis is one of those things.
I love tennis.
I've heard that it looks easier than it is.
Yeah.
Because, like, in my head, like, you look at it and you're like, oh, it's just ping pong bigger. But also, it's very much...
No,
sweetie. It's very much not.
No.
But I do think being active, if that helps you, that you should continue doing it and keep it going.
You know, when I first started out, I felt the same way, where, like, I had to do an activity. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to... Like, I was like, let's go play baseball. Obviously, you can't play baseball by yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could. It won't be fun, though.
No.
And so, I remember we tried to, like, make baseball like a workout, where like if you missed the ball you had to go sprint for it, like you had to run behind you, go sprint for it if you missed it. So it encouraged you to like get better to like not miss the ball, but like if you did you'd have to run, different things like that. Obviously we went probably like once a week, maybe like twice a month if anything, so it wasn't like a consistent thing. But I do enjoy tennis and like pickleball. I haven't played a lot of it, but it's like it's like in the mix or in the middle of like ping pong and tennis. Like it's on a smaller court, smaller racket, different ball, like it's like right there in the middle. And I could see myself like playing that and like for like an hour and doing a lot, you know, with it. And that I agree, like I'd rather, you know, the dance classes I can't really agree with.
Why?
Because I'm not gonna Zumba all over the place.
Okay,
you know?
But have you tried cycling? When I tell you, me and Kate tried cycling, we left 15 minutes at the class because it's so hard.
It is very
hard. It is so hard. And, like, the seat's too small. Like, I don't know. Like, I granted the girls around me were all, like, size 00s, and I love that for them.
Mm-hmm.
I was literally, like, I am dangerously close to just tipping off the side.
They have a Peloton in there.
Yeah, no shot.
No.
It hurt my butt. It wasn't even my legs. I was just like, and Kate said, like, we just left and just ended up, I think, like stretching or something. I don't know. But that class, cycling did not work out for me.
Did you go like Orange Theory or something? Or YMCA? Or
we went to UFIT, like the UFIT cycling class. I did try yoga at the Dolly Museum, like two weekends ago.
The Dalí Museum has yoga?
I think it's every third Sunday of the month. Yeah.
What?
I just found it on Google. Like,
honestly, what?
Yeah, just found it on Google. And I loved the yoga instructor. I love yoga. Except because they were nice. Sometimes I have a bad sciatica and I have a bad knee. And I feel like sometimes when I go to yoga classes, they're like, well, do it X, Y, and Z way. And I'm like, I literally can't. My knee will crack right now if I try doing that.
That's funny. I didn't even know the like, that just blows my mind, the Dalí Museum has.
Yeah, I had Elena go with me. I was like, hey, this is random. Do you want to go? It was like the day after. It was like the day before, or the Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Thank you for not inviting me to that. No, have you done the goat yoga? Or have you, like...
I would love to do goat yoga.
Really?
Yeah, I love
them. I'm scared they're gonna like poop on me or something.
Why would they?
Because they're like baby goats that aren't like potty trained.
Yeah, but like, I just don't think they
can pee and
I just poop don't think they would want to, though. That's not very.
Listen, if I'm a baby goat and I need to go to the bathroom, I'm going.
That is not very live, laugh, love of them. I don't care
where I am. I'm going to the bathroom.
Good thing you're not a baby goat.
Good thing. Probably did that as a baby, but you know, it's way different now. But I enjoy it. Like, I don't... I probably should do yoga for, like, flexibility and, like, mobility kind of things. Because my flexibility... pretty bad.
Really?
Really bad.
I'm surprisingly flexible, but for absolutely no reason. Like, I don't...
Can you do, like, a split? Or...
Almost.
Well, almost isn't...
No, I can't. Like, almost. Okay. That's what, well, for somebody that doesn't do anything... Can't do anything active. I can. It's just very hard.
Can you do monkey bars?
Are you... Be so for real right now.
I'm BFFR. So for real right now.
I would actually... I would literally be the person that just reaches out and just falls. Like, that was me. Because I have no... Okay, so here's the thing. I have no upper body strength at all. No upper body strength. Can't do a push-up. Not in the cards. Uh-huh. However, I... can max out the, like, abductor or adductor machines with my legs. Like, my legs are freakishly strong. Upper body strength, absolutely not.
Well, yeah, that's... I feel like that's the case for most people. You know, because you walk every day and, like...
I feel like a lot of the times, a lot of women are more like that.
Okay.
A lot of guys skip leg day. I see.
We don't skip leg day here, so...
Good for you.
Yep.
You speak for all men, because I can assure you don't.
I speak for myself. That's the thing.
I love that for you. I love that fitness journey for you.
I will say that. But, I don't know, it's just, leg day's not my favorite day.
That's my favorite.
Really? Because I think the best, when I get sore, my favorite soreness, I guess, is my abs.
So that's how Tanner is. I don't know if that's a guy thing. Like, he loves ab day. I would actually...
Oh, I hate ab day, but I love the feeling you get after.
Yeah, he's like, I feel, like, good.
No, you
do. And I'm like, legitimately, after I literally don't want to do anything, I'm like, no one look at me, I'd rather sit.
Like, I lift up my shirt, I'm like, oh shit, nothing's there. But, like,
I feel it,
though. Because it's like, it's like a good feeling when you go to bed, you wake up the next morning, and you're like, time to get up. Oh, I can't... I can't even get out of bed. And I would say the second best is, like, leg day.
Yeah.
The only thing with leg day, though, is, like, for me at least, when I go to the bathroom.
Oh.
And I sit down, I can't get back up.
No.
That's the thing. I can't get back up. And I'm like, wow. Like,
And then you have to kind of, like, shift your body weight so it's on your back and, like, stomach.
Exactly.
Versus your legs, and you're like, all right.
Like, goes. I have to use the sink and, yeah, like, literally. Pull myself up. I'm like, but then, like, my least favorite is like arms or like upper body.
Oh yeah, absolutely not.
The reason I say that is because, like, sometimes I'll do like pec flies, or I'll do something with like biceps or whatever, and the next day my, like, in between my arm, like where your elbow is, I guess, but like on the opposite side. I forgot the medical term for it, but you know what I'm talking about. Like, that, this part right here.
I'm not in nursing school yet.
I understand that, but just visual so you can see.
They can't see.
Yeah, I know they can't, but it's fine. It's whatever. But I, like, that part's sore, so I literally walk around the whole day like this. because I can't extend my arms out because it hurts so bad right there. And I'm so sore.
Poor Scarecrow.
So I literally have to walk around like this. And I'm like, that's what I hate the most. And then when you try to reach out for something, you have to kind of like...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's such an awkward movement. Instead of just, thanks.
Thanks.
You know? And then you can't like wash your hair in the shower because you can't physically get your hands.
No, it definitely hurts the second day. Like getting home from the gym and showering, and if you're already sore when you get into the shower after the gym, you are fucked the next day. Cancel your plans. If you're planning on going to Wiki Watchy, whatever, just cancel them. Because like if you're sore before the post shower, you're done. Oh. Like if you're not sore, because usually if I go to the gym, I'm not super sore until the next day.
Really?
But day of, if I get sore day of, I'm like, damn.
You're
I'm getting the heating pad out. the Tylenol arthritis.
I do remember there was one time I first started going.
Can you pause it?
All right, so when I first started going, I remember I was going with my friend Tyler. And, you know, we were doing whatever. And then I remember I got sick one time.
Oh.
I think I just got sick. I don't know what, like, I had or anything. And I know I had pills that I had to take. I think I had, like, maybe the flu or something. Which, obviously, don't go to the gym if you're sick.
No.
Like, that's just not smart. But it was, like, so little that I was, like, it's whatever. Like, you know, like, whatever. Anyway, I woke up, because we'd go at, like, 7, 8 in the morning. And I took my pill, because you have to take it on an empty stomach. And I took the pill, and then I went to go work out with Tyler. And then we left. I'm not joking, I lived probably about 2 minutes. If I would have lived 3 minutes away, I might have died. Because... I got home and I was like, I need to get in the shower. Like, I have to get in the shower right now. And I just threw up. That was like, I never throw up, by the way. Unless you get some wine, some $3 Greek wine in me, I never throw up.
Don't be weak.
I try not to, let me tell you. But that was difficult. Like, to get home and, like, it was bad.
Definitely having to vomit and then you having to, like, get somewhere to a bathroom is probably.
So what can I do in my car?
The worst feeling.
No.
The worst feeling.
100%.
Because you can't control traffic. You can't control the lights.
Gotta run a red light, just start turning.
No, really.
But it just sucked. And I remember after that, I do remember. I was so sick. I don't know if that was like the catalyst and that like amplified my sickness even more. But I remember losing 15 pounds and just being... like the sickest I've ever been. I'm talking like you're sitting in bed, curled up in your covers, pitch black, like no lights are on, nothing's on. You're just sitting there, not even on your phone. That's how you know I'm sick. If I'm not on my phone, and I'm just sitting there, just laying down, just staring at the wall. And I remember my parents were like, "Do you want soup? Do you want food or anything?" And I was like, "Nope." And I remember I think this was the longest I went without eating. And I went maybe 3 or 4 days. Maybe that's a cause. That was a cause for my 15-pound weight loss.
No, really.
And I didn't eat, and I was just, it was just not like nothing was appetizing. Even like my favorite things, like Chick-fil-A, or like Chipotle or something like that. Nothing. I was like, not that I was gonna throw it up, but I just didn't have an appetite. And so I remember I lost like the 15 pounds or whatever, and I went on the scale. And I was like, sick. Like this is dope. Lost 15 pounds, like, just like that, like, whatever. I probably have a parasite eating my insides out, you know? That's fine. Which, get that parasite back in me, because I
didn't... really, get that tapeworm.
But it was like, I lost all that weight, and then, obviously, your body didn't, like, my body, at least, didn't metabolize, like, well, I guess.
Yeah.
So I just gained it right back. And it's like, that sucked, but, like, also, again, like, I probably lost a bunch of muscle, too, like, whatever was in me was definitely like taking some muscle. I was definitely getting some muscle atrophy, and like that was awful. But I think now it's funny because you have to realize that, like, one day won't mess you up. And I think that's what I kind of, like, that's how I keep myself kind of, like, going. Because no one wants to eat, like, like broccoli every day, or, like, you know, chicken and, like, regular chicken, broccoli every day, you know? And it's, like, the consistency of, like, eating bad. Like, if you eat, like, Chipotle one day, and then you go to Chick-fil-A the next day, and then you go to Moe's the next day, or if you, like, and then the next day you have, like, pizza or something, you're gonna gain weight. But if you're, like, eating good, and then you have Chick-fil-A, and then after that you eat good, that Chick-fil-A is gonna do nothing. And I think a lot of people, like, are in that mindset. Is like, I can't, like, I have to eat this every day, or I have to eat, like, healthy every day, or I'm gonna, like, lose what I've been working. And I kind of still feel like that, but I think that's just being in the gym and, like, working out. Like, you always feel like that. But, like, you just have to realize that, like, you don't have to eat great every day. I'm not saying go out and eat, like, bad multiple days in a row, but you could just have, like, that one quote-unquote cheat meal, which you don't have to have it, like, once a week or whatever. You can have it, like, once, and then, like, keep eating good, calorie deficit, whatever, and then you can eat it again, like, a couple days, and it won't do a lot. It might set you back a little bit, but nothing like, oh, you just gained 2 pounds back after losing, like, 5, you know? So it's just a lot of it, too, for, like, weight loss and all that. And I'm not, like, a dietitian or, like, a nutritionist or anything. It's just from what I've experienced, from what I've, like, researched and everything, I feel like there's just a lot of propaganda. Not propaganda, but, like, there's just a lot of, like, people telling you, like, oh, don't do this, or, like, misinformation on, like, why you're not losing weight or anything like that. Obviously, everyone's body is, like, different, you know? So, like, what works well for me might not work well for someone else, might not work well for you, you know, kind of thing. And, like, a big thing is, like, cereal. Like, a lot of people eat cereal, and pretty much, I don't want to say all cereal is bad, but, like, a lot of it is bad. And even if it's not bad, cereal, for me at least, doesn't really fill me up. So I'm going to have 2 to 3 bowls of cereal, and that's where it kind of adds up. Or, like, a salad. A salad's not really filling, so I'm not going to get a salad from a restaurant, you know? I'm not going to make a salad. If I do make a salad, I'm going to douse that thing in ranch or, like, some sauce or dressing. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, no. I like, like, I ate a ginger salad for lunch the other day.
Whatever.
But I think it's more so that, like, you have to realize your body's, like you were saying, like, your body's different from everyone's. So, like, you eating in a calorie deficit.
I forget the word.
Yeah. I didn't want to sound stupid. Because you'd be like, well, you can't eat anything if you don't know the fucking word. But, like, if you do it that way, like, that could work for you. But, like, it could, like, not work for me and make me, like, gain weight or whatever the case is. Like, I also feel like it's more important to make sure you're adding things to your meal versus, like, focusing on taking away, like, the stuff you like. Like, if you're making ramen.
Mm-hmm.
If you really like ramen, yeah, the seasoning packets aren't great. But if you use, like, a more natural or, like, low-sodium, like, base for it with the noodles.
Yeah.
And add, like, broccoli or, like, Brussels sprouts or, like, bean sprouts, whatever, and, like, an egg on there.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's, like, and do, like, ground turkey. Then it's, like, yeah, you can still have what you like, but it's definitely more balanced and better for you.
Yeah, it's all about finding, like, alternatives that you can start, like, adding and or incorporating into, like, your meals to make them better.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. I think another thing that's hard, too, is just, like, when you go out with your friends, like, a restaurant. I'm very good at this, but I will drink nothing but water. I don't mind that, you know? Like, I like sweet tea. I like soda. Like, lemonade, whatever. I can do without it, though, and I can just get water. The hardest thing is to, like, is to get, like, a salad or, like, something healthier at a restaurant and get, like, vegetables on the side.
Yeah.
You know, it's because your friends are going to get this, like, crispy chicken sandwich or, like, burger with, like, fries. And you're like,
man, come on. Give me the grilled chicken with the steamed broccoli.
Give me the dry grilled chicken with the steamed vegetables. It's like, really? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's especially the hardest since thing. Some of your, like, some friends, and I feel like people forget that it can happen with, like, men, too. because I feel like it's just kind of like, oh, well, women are, like, insecure about their bodies, but, like, men can very much be into and, like, compare themselves to their friends.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, if you have a friend that, like, just is nothing, like, gains muscle like nothing, or, like, yeah. Well, for guys, or, like, has always had, like, a high metabolism and has always been slim, and they can just eat whatever, it's annoying. And it's definitely frustrating when you're, like, out with them, and, like you said, you're eating your sad grilled chicken sauce on the side. And they're like, can I get a mac and cheese? Upgrade that to the steakhouse mac and cheese
can
with
the
breadcrumbs.
Whole menu, actually?
No, literally. Or like, can I have a chocolate cake? And I'm like, can I have like the fat-free?
Can I actually have some ice?
No, really. Can you just crush it up?
It's definitely tough. And you don't want to be like that Debbie Downer or whatever to get that kind of meal. I think, so that's like one of those things where you have to like really eat well days previous.
Yeah.
So you can have that kind of meal and that it won't really affect you that much. But I know a lot is, I know a lot of people, which is, for me, it's kind of sad because I feel like this isn't why you should go to the gym or get in shape. But actually talking to a lot of people, they want to get in shape and go to the gym so they can eat bad food.
Yeah, which isn't really like a great reason, just because I feel like going to the gym can benefit you in other ways.
Oh, 100%.
Besides, like, just letting you eat whatever you want. Like, it can benefit you mentally. It can, like, depending on what your relationship with the gym is.
Exactly.
It can benefit you.
But I for me personally, I don't think that's enough to keep me going. Be like, oh, if I, like, if I work out now and I get really, like, in shape 5 months down the road, I can have that mukbang at Cheesecake Factory and be able to afford it. Like, nah.
My thing about fast food, I don't even think I really, not that I don't want to say I don't enjoy it, because that's just not true. I will always, like, a quesarito from Taco Bell, I forget about it, but
that thing got you by a chokehold.
No, that's what I'm saying. But, like, I think for me, it's like, I don't necessarily like fast food that, like, I crave it. It's more because it's convenient.
Yeah, definitely.
And I feel like that's why a lot of people, it's, like, harder to, like, have to be, like, mindful of, like, meal prepping and going to the gym versus just, like, going through, like, McDonald's before you go to class or, 100%. Like, before you go to your job.
I've tried meal prepping, too. That's hard.
It's hard because I've tried it, and I just don't like the same thing 2 days later. I'm like, this egg roll in a bowl tasted 10 out of 10 the first 2 days, but I'm on day 3, and I'm over it.
But I think I eat a lot, too. I love food, you know, so I, like, eat way more than like a portion or like a serving would be. So what would be like 300 calories for like a meal is like 600 for me, because I would eat like double it. I remember I meal prepped like these burritos and like these quesadillas, and they were so good. Like, you wouldn't even think that they're meal prepped or like they're like low calorie or whatever, but I would eat them. I'm like, this is like amazing. If I can eat this every day. For me, they were just small, so it's like I want two burritos, or I want two of these, like, quesadillas. I know I shouldn't. I never ate the second one, but it's, like, I don't know. It's just hard. I guess another thing that goes with, like, working out is, like, discipline.
Yeah.
If you don't have good discipline, you're going to fail. And that's what it trains, is, like, to be able to wake up every day and be like, I'm going to the gym today. That is tough. Unless, like, and then what they say, like, do something for 2 weeks and it'll become a habit or whatever. Eventually, you'll get up and just, no thought, go to the gym, you know? Like, kind of school, you know? And that's tough to just get up and go. And then another thing that's tough is to limit yourself on how much you eat. And knowing that there's a full pantry of chips or whatever in your refrigerator.
Especially since some people are emotional eaters.
Mm.
So if they're, like, even if it's not even, like, they're, like, sad. Like, if you're stressed about something.
Oh, yeah.
There's something that hits different about being stressed about something and eating, like, hot fries.
Exactly.
Or something. Like, you don't want to, if you, or like, if you just got, like, if you're in a fight with your significant other. Mm. The last thing that you probably want to do is get, like, carrot sticks and hummus. Exactly. And be like, ah. Something to take the edge off. Like, no.
And even when you're bored, too. Like,
yeah.
For me, I know. That's what
I'm a bored eater.
I'm a bored eater.
I'm a stress eater. Or I'm a emotional eater. all the emotions. Doesn't matter. Or I'm a bored eater, where I think I'm hungry because I literally just have nothing else to do.
Exactly. And that's the worst. And you have to try to find something, like a hobby, to take that time away.
Yeah.
And I've tried to do, like, the water, where, like, you just drink water when you're hungry. To be honest, I don't know who's listening, but that doesn't help. No. For me, at least. Like, I can drink as much water. I'm still going to want that Chipotle bowl or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not.
It's not interchangeable. But it's just really not. But I feel like a lot of it is also, like, you have to find, I think once you find a workout routine and, like, a food routine that works for you, mm-hmm. it definitely makes it a lot easier. Like, I have a condition that makes it harder for me to, like, lose weight and regulate, like, my insulin levels.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for me, it's hard to find a recipe or, like, you know, a workout or whatever that kind of, like, aids with that. But I feel like once I eventually find that and, like, find all the information I need, it'll be an easier thing. Because I feel like that's what also, like, in, like, doesn't have people, like, start going to the gym, is they don't know what to do. Don't know how to start. They don't know how to, like, achieve what they want.
I know, and, for, like, me, it was intimidating, too. Because I wanted to do, like, I hate bench pressing. Because I remember I went to go bench
one time. Because it's embarrassing if you don't do it right.
No, really. Like, you're benching the bar or maybe, like, 225, like, a 25 on, like, each side. And you're benching that. And, like, these other dudes are benching, like, you know, 225.
Five, like, something stupid.
Yeah, it's like, man, like, I don't want to be in the middle of this gym on this, like, squat, like, this bench press and then, like, not doing anything. Like, yeah. It's so embarrassing. And, like, the gym shouldn't be like that.
Especially if you're doing something that you're not super comfortable doing.
Yeah.
For, like, the first time, and you can, I feel like you all, like, you think people are looking at you more than they are.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely getting
so, like, head. In my head, I'm like, oh, they definitely think I don't belong here. Yeah. I need to go home.
Exactly. But it's really cool, because, like, a lot of people in the gym are very, like, encouraging, motivating. Like, they'll rather help you, like, get the right technique and form than kind of judge you and be like, oh, he's fat, why is he even in here, you know, kind of thing.
Well, it's, like, the people that post on TikTok, like, making fun of people that are at the gym. And there's just one TikTok creator, Joey Swole.
Oh, and he's, like, really nice, right?
Yeah, he, like, stitches it. And yeah. He's, like, this is why people don't like going to the gym, because you guys suck. Like, the gym should be, like, a no judgment. Like, because whoever's at the gym, like, you don't know how far they are in their little fitness journey. Even if they don't appear healthy to you, This could be, like, they could know more about going to the gym than you do.
No, 100%. I will say, though, I've definitely seen some, like, fail TikToks. And there's, like, someone dry humping the bench or something like that as a workout. And I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny. I can understand now, like, what are you doing here kind of thing. But, like, I 100% feel that, like, just the gym is, like, a good environment to be in. Like, I feel like there's no judgment. A lot of the times, like, a lot of people would rather see you succeed than fail. And I know, personally for me, I hate waking up early, but I found that if you wake up early and you go to the gym, that's when all the old people...
It's so much better.
That's when all the old people are there, or, like, the really overweight people. So, not to make fun of, like, the overweight people or the old people, but it just gives you kind of, like, that confidence boost, if you will. No. Pause. What I'm saying is, it kind of just, like... If you go in right now at 5:30, 6 o'clock, school's out, everyone's off work, you're going to see some jacked high schoolers in there, or you're going to see some jacked bodybuilders. Those are the people that are kind of like, oh, this guy's, you know, he's fat. Those are the people that would typically, like, make fun of you.
Judgmental.
Yeah. You know, but, like, the overweight people and the old people, they're not going to make fun of you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, as bad as that sounds, it's, like, you go in there because you're still learning and you're kind of getting the grip in it, like, just like how everyone else is. It's not like you're getting judged and looked at for benching the bar.
Yeah.
Go to the gym in the morning, go to the gym at night, and see how you feel, all right?
I used to go to the gym early in the morning.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Like, 5:30.
I'm going to bed by that time.
I liked it because there wasn't anyone there. Like, I feel like I hate being at the gym where there's a ton of people there, because I am not confident enough in what I'm doing to, like, confidently walk up to a machine and just sit down and start doing it. Sometimes it takes me a minute to be like, what do I do on this? Yeah, but I feel like when it's crowded, I feel like people are, like, waiting. And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sorry we're not all gym buffs.
I'm nowhere near a gym buff or anything.
That's the thing. Jace actually is the person that judges you at the gym.
I will not judge anyone. Because here's the thing. Here's my mindset on it. If you're in the gym, no matter what you look like, old, overweight, skinny, young, like whatever, you're doing more than 90% of other people are doing every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're doing like the smallest amount of weight, or you're doing you're not even doing the machine right, it's like you're doing more. Like, you had the willpower to get up and go to the gym while other people are sitting at home right now, eating chips, binging Netflix right now, or playing video games, or, like, I don't know, doing anything else but being active, going to the gym, getting making themselves the best version that they could be. You know what I'm saying? So at least, even if you're not, like, doing a lot, you at least had the mental strength to get up and go. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm...
No, it does make sense that you're doing your best.
So, like, I don't judge anyone because I know that they're doing more than... I'll judge someone if they're sitting on the couch eating chips or eating, like, this really bad meal. No matter how skinny you are or, like, how fit you are or whatever, like, that's just not the lifestyle you should have. I mean, do what makes you happy, I guess, but, like, it's just, I don't know, I guess the people that really make me upset are the people that do that, and then they have the audacity to be like, oh, I want to work out, or I want to get fit, and it's like, alright, well, what are you doing? Okay, here's another thing, I don't like people, or, not to say I don't like people, but it makes me confused, I guess, when people are like, oh, I want to get fit, or I want to work out, and stuff like that, and it's like, oh, but I can't find time to go to the gym, or I can't do this, I can't do that. And it's like one of those things where it's like, if you really wanted it, you could get it. Like, if you really wanted it, you could do it. You don't have to have a gym to get in shape. Just stop eating the McDonald's. Stop drinking the Coke. Stop doing everything that's unhealthy. And then that time that you're taking to watch your show on Netflix or whatever, go walk instead. Even walking around your neighborhood for like 15 minutes is better than not. And just sitting on the couch.
I think people need to realize that it's also not like a thing that you have to do cold turkey.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's my problem, or some, like, other people's problems. I get like...
I just described you pretty much, did I?
That I just sit on the couch.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Okay.
No, it's okay. That is my 13th reason, though. That, like,
you're looking at me like, damn,
damn, I'm never telling you what my Friday night plans are. I think my thing is, like, or the biggest thing about it is, like, if no one is gonna, like, sometimes I'll think, like, oh, I'm gonna do an entirely different lifestyle change tomorrow. Yeah, you can do that, but you are less likely to stick with it versus, like, you know what, start it for like 2 or 3 weeks. A month, I'm going to cut out soda. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drink, like, maybe, like, tea and water or whatever.
Exactly.
Then it's like, all right, that was pretty easy. Don't even miss soda. The next month, like, it's like, okay, I'm going to cut down, like, I get McDonald's breakfast 4 times a week. I'm going to cut that down to, like, 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a drastic thing where you get rid of everything. You can be gradual about it and still be making a conscious effort. I feel like with every choice you make, it's a conscious effort to, like, lead a better lifestyle. So even if it's just, like, a place that you usually always get soda, you decide to, like, get water. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just that one time for the week, you're still making an effort.
Yeah.
To, like, at least for that one moment, to make a better life choice for yourself.
100%. And I think a lot of people get discouraged as well because they're only looking at the weight loss. So when they jump on the scale and they see that they're not losing weight, they're like, oh, what am I doing wrong, kind of thing. But in reality, they could be doing everything correctly.
They're just gaining muscle.
They're gaining muscle. And that's why I used to be all about the scale. And I still kind of am. But now, every night, or what, every morning, every night, after the gym, as, like, gym bros this sounds, like, I'll go in front of the mirror and, like, look at myself. Because over time, you'll start seeing, like, oh, man, like, my biceps are getting a little bit bigger. Or, like, oh, man, like, you can start seeing more definition of my pec. Oh, man, like, you can start seeing that, like, the line in your stomach, you know? Oh, man, like, these these pants used to be kind of tight on me, you know? You don't get that kind of motivation through the scale, you know?
Yeah. I don't like scales because I feel like it's not... Because it also depends, like, you could have two people that weigh the exact same look completely different. Yep. Because it just depends how you hold your weight. You're so, like...
I got it in my butt.
I love that for you.
Got a bubble butt.
J-Lo, no. I feel like it's hard when you go on the scale because you're like, okay, well, I haven't lost any weight. I've gained, like, 10 pounds. It's like, yeah, but you physically, like, look healthier.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, like, you are, like, eliminating fat and, like, adding muscle or what, or, like, you're adding fat to places that, like, maybe you were underdefined there. That I feel like it's not... Like, having a scale is really not important. The BMI scale, in general, is kind of a scam.
It is important to get, like, your body fat percentage down, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, how proportionate it is has been, like, scientifically proven that it's just, like, not healthy. But, like, you can be healthy without being within the BMI, you know?
I feel that.
Alrighty, so I think that's where we're going to wrap up today's podcast. Thank you for coming along with yet another lifestyle podcast to mix it up a little bit. Make sure to subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And we will see you, well, see you, hear you. You'll hear us next time. Bye.
Instead. Even walking around your neighborhood for like 15 minutes is better than not. Than just sitting on the couch.
I think people need to realize that it's also not like a thing that you have to do cold turkey.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's my problem or some like other people's problems. I get like...
I just described you pretty much, did I?
That I just sit on the couch?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Okay.
No, it's okay. That is my 13th reason, though. That like
you're looking at me like damn
I'm never telling you what my Friday night plans are. I think my thing is like, or the biggest thing about it is like, if no one is gonna like, sometimes I'll think like, oh, I'm gonna do an entirely different lifestyle change tomorrow. Yeah, you can do that, but you are less likely to stick with it versus like, you know what, start it for like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to, or like a month, I'm going to cut out soda. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to drink like, maybe like tea and water or whatever.
Exactly.
Then it's like, all right, that was pretty easy. Don't even miss soda. The next month, like, it's like, okay, I'm going to cut down, like, I get McDonald's breakfast 4 times a week. I'm going to cut that down to like 2 times a week.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a drastic thing where you get rid of everything. You can be gradual about it and still be making a conscious effort. I feel like with every choice you make, it's a conscious effort to, like, lead a better lifestyle. So even if it's just, like, a place that you usually always get soda, you decide to, like, get water. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just that one time for the week, you're still making an effort.
Yeah.
To, like, at least for that one moment to make a better life choice for yourself.
100%. And I think a lot of people get discouraged as well because they're only looking at the weight loss. So when they jump on the scale and they see that they're not losing weight, they're like, oh, what am I doing wrong kind of thing. But in reality, they could be doing everything correctly.
They're just gaining muscle.
They're gaining muscle. And that's why I used to be all about the scale. And I still kind of am. But now every night or what, every morning, every night after the gym, as like gym bros this sounds, like I'll go in front of the mirror and like look at myself. Because over time, you'll start seeing like, oh man, like my biceps are getting a little bit bigger, or like, oh man, like you can start seeing more definition of my pec. Oh man, like you can start seeing that, like the line in your stomach, you know? Oh man, like these pants used to be kind of tight on me, you know? You don't get that kind of motivation through the scale, you know?
Yeah. I don't like scales because I feel like it's not... Because it also depends, like, you could have two people that weigh the exact same look completely different. Yep. Because it just depends how you hold your weight. You're so, like...
I got it in my butt.
I love that for you.
Got a bubble butt.
J-Lo, no. I feel like it's hard when you go on the scale because you're like, okay, well, I haven't lost any weight. I've gained like 10 pounds. It's like, yeah, but you physically like look healthier.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because like you are like eliminating fat and like adding muscle or what, or like you're adding fat to places that like maybe you were underdefined there. That I feel like it's not, like, having a scale is really not important. The BMI scale in general is kind of a scam.
It is important to get, like, your body fat percentage down, though.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, how proportionate it is has been, like, scientifically proven that it's just, like, not healthy. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can be healthy without being within the BMI. You know?
I feel that.
Alrighty. So I think that's where we're going to wrap up today's podcast. Thank you for coming along with yet another lifestyle podcast to mix it up a little bit. Make sure to subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to us on Twitter, TikTok, and Instagram. And we will see you, well, see you, hear you. You'll hear us next time. Bye.